Cheryl Hay, you've reached and tapped into her lesbian lifestyle. And I am your host, Rhonda Jacinta. And I just wanted to jump on today and say, hey, I hope everyone is doing great. I am in Cali at work. And the sunshine outside is very beautiful. I cannot wait to get off at 2 o'clock. So, a lot of people have been asking me, how do you cope? Like, how did you cope with life and acceptance and not caring what people feel? So, when I first discovered that I was a lesbian, it was for me coming out, being my best self, loving me, honoring myself and my feelings and my thoughts, and not caring. And I had to not care about a lot of things. I lost some friends along the way, but that showed me they weren't my true friends anyway. And to each his own, because if you're gonna feel a kind of way about me and have issues with me, then I don't need to be around you. So I am a special type of woman. As I say, I am very God-fearing. I have a beautiful relationship with God that's growing every day. And when I say He speaks to me, He speaks through me, and He speaks to me mentally, physically, and emotionally, comes to me and tells me what I need to know. He downloads so much on my heart, and it's amazing. And I'm up against that, because how is He doing all that, they ask, and you're a lesbian. You're not supposed to be accepted. You're not supposed to be loved. I've had an encounter with God, and I want to first get on here and say the encounter that I had with Him, we had, I call those CEO office meetings with God. He told me, as long as my wife and I put Him first in every move that we make, He is fine with my lifestyle. And I let everybody know, when it's my time to go and to meet with Him, and I know I would have to have a sit-down meeting with Him at that time in my life, I will explain to Him my feelings. I will explain to Him the chapters of my life. And that's a talk between me and God to have. But right now, He okayed me to do this podcast because it just came out of nowhere. For me to live my life and be accepted. And I don't have one doubt in my mind that my King of all kings does not accept my lifestyle. You could not sit up here and tell me that He doesn't. So, after having the encounter with God and Him just showing up, literally showing up, and I will have a podcast about that when I want to share, when I really want to share it. I put it on here, but I took it down because I feel like that's very intimate to me. So I want to make sure I'm ready to share it with the world. So, you know, me and my wife had a talk, and our talk consists of, if He ever was to make one of us feel as if we need to separate and end our marriage and just to be friends, we are willing to do that for Him. So we check in with each other weekly. We pray every day. I was ordered by Him for me and her to put Him first no matter what. Keep Him in the loop of my life. And when I say that, I've been blessed on top of blessed on top of blessed. you couldn't tell me nothing else. So I listen to women and they talk about how they had to separate from their, you know, wives, and they're not lesbian, and you know, to each his own. In that situation, it's really to each his own. If you live that way, that's perfectly fine. But your story is your story. My story is my story, and it's written by two different authors. So he may give you something, and he may give me something. Just because he gave it to you, he didn't give it to me. So I always try to keep that in the forefront. I've always kept him in the forefront of our relationship, in our marriage, for the last 5 years and a lifetime to go. And it came to me to not care how others feel. The only person I'm here to please is my Father God. Nobody else. So people can say, oh, you're going to hell, you're doing this, you're doing that. That's your opinion. And I'm fine with that. I don't have to be around you. Because I'm very open with my life. I'm very open with my marriage. I'm very open with, it is not a he, it's a she. And I'm very happy. When I got with her, we started off being friends. I was very broken, I had a lot to learn. I'm 41 years old now. And we have, again, three beautiful kids and a grandson. We stay in a 5-bedroom house, and at times our house can be hectic, but I am rich in love with the faith that I have for God. And I'm not saying that every day is perfect. I struggle just like the rest of the person struggle. I have my own stories. I believe in counseling. If you need it, you need it. But I truly go to prayer. I am a minister in training. And it's not by choice. It's because God gave me an assignment. And that's what I am doing. That's what he has me doing right now. And it's like, live your life, live bold, live happy. But at the end of the day, you still have work to do for me. And I do that every day. So I didn't want to accept that he has me being a youth minister. I am in training to be a minister on top of raising my three kids, my grandson, a house full, being a wife. I always thought I wasn't good enough to be a minister because I wanted to live that no restriction type of life. So yes, I am a mother, a wife, a minister, a first responder, a loving, caring person. But on the flip side of that, I like to listen to City Girls. And I like to dance and hang out with family. And I'm a family-oriented person. So I don't have to have that took away from me to be accepted. Where I work at, it's more of the LGBTQ than anything. So it's not like, oh, I'm comfortable, get used to me. No, this is who I am. I do my job, go home, and live my life. So I'm very grateful that through the years I've had depression, anxiety, and it was because I was not living for Rhonda. Rhonda was trying to be a people pleaser, and you can't do that. You have to live your life and live it to the best of your ability. and be you and live out loud. You have to live out loud. You have to be happy. You can't live for other people. And that's one thing I think I was trying to do. I was trying to get validation from all the wrong people. I was trying to get, well, that's fine, from all the wrong people. And that was not okay for me. I had to stand in my own purpose and love myself and walk my own journey. This is my book. I'm the author of, and I'm going to write it. And whoever's going to erase some pages out of it would only be God. Other than that, you can like me or you can hate me. That's not going to stop me from getting my bag. That's not going to stop me from being a caring, loving mother and a wife. That's not going to stop me from speaking into kids or telling them, hey, that's not okay what you're doing. I am a loving person by nature. I am a loving person because God have gave me a loving heart. And I'm the type of person, my wife said, hey, Ron, you can't bring everybody home, all these kids. Because I'm like the person that, like, will bring you home and try to save you. And that could be good and that could be bad because I have to know that, okay, Rhonda, you cannot save everybody. And that was like a problem that me and my wife ran into in the beginning, in the middle of our marriage, me trying to save everybody. She's like, we don't have a shelter, Rhonda. We can't shelter these kids, you know? But what I can do is I can pray for them. I can give them guidance. I can give them resources. And it would just break my heart because I'm glad that she was here to stop me because I would have tried to save all of them. And then in the process, I would have exhausted myself. So I had to really sit back and say, okay, you can't do this, but Rhonda, you could do this. And it was just break my heart to say, I can't do this. So I'll never in my life be, I can't do this type of woman, but I will help you do this so you can get to where you need to be. And I will give you the resources and help you get to where you need to be. That's the loving heart that I have for kids. And it's usually not like kids off the street, not strangers. It'll be like my son's friends, my daughter's friends. Hello. And they're going through their things in their life, and I'm just really being assistant to them. So just living my life and being happy and focusing on myself and focusing on my marriage and on my kids, that's really important to me. And it sucks a little bit because I am a first responder, so having a, you know, a heart like that and then dealing with people at a hospital, children's type of hospital, it can go where I'm like going home feeling drained because you try to help everybody, but you can't help everybody. And I'm noticing that and I'm saying, okay, I can't help do this, but I can help do this. And so that's when, you know, I had the encounter with God and he said, like, you know, I do have a business of my own, me and my wife together, but this, what he has for me, I've been making excuses after excuses after excuses. And it's like, Rhonda, this is who you are. This is what you're going to be doing. You're going to speak to kids. You're going to speak to people. You're not going to limit yourself. You are who you are. And I made you in my creation, and I want you to help me get the word out. And all I can do is respect that and do what I need to do for that. So that's just a little bit about me. Again, my marriage, again, I will share different parts of it. It's not easy being married. It's a lot of compromising. It's a lot of communication. I would say communication is definitely the key to a successful relationship. It's a lot of okay, no, compromising, yes. Sometimes you may want to go a different type of place and they want to go this type of place. You have to compromise. And I'm not a selfish person, and I, again, care. So a marriage is like a job. You keep working at it. You keep going. And your promotion will be, you look back and it's 5 years later. And we have a lifetime to go. So marriage is amazing. It's just amazing how you can share your life with somebody. It's an amazing feeling. So you have to, again, be mindful of your mate, be considerate, love, move forward, be great, and enjoy your life. So I just wanted to drop those gems on you and, you know, just speak my truth a little bit. And I hope everyone is well. Have an amazing afternoon. It is 2 o'clock, baby, and I'm off work. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.